Welcome. I'm joined by Greg Bandy, who's Managing Director at Red Emperor Resources. How are you today, Greg?
Good, thanks, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. Normally, I interview companies, and they say they're going to do a lot in the new year, and then turns out that they don't actually do that much until like halfway through the whole proceedings. But you've actually hit the ground running as far as 2019 is concerned. Just run us through what's happened over the last few days.
Well, since we last spoke, operationally, we've been full steam ahead, as the market will have noticed. We've commenced mobilization and infrastructure works in Alaska, on the North Slope of Alaska. Specifically, our ice road construction has commenced in preparation for a drilling campaign, which is earmarked for the middle of second half of February this year. And it, just this week, we've also announced that we've placed 100 million shares. We've raised 5 million Australian dollars, 2.8 million British pounds, to existing and new institutional and sophisticated investors, just providing a little bit more of a buffer to our balance sheet in anticipation of the drilling, making sure that we're not caught short if there's any cost overruns or if, as we hope, testing is required. We're well and truly funded to a point of comfort.
That seems to be something that one sees in the small cap or smaller company area, that companies tend to sail a little bit too close to the wind in terms of finances.
Yeah, look, we were fully funded to commit to the operations and the drilling program, but it didn't leave us a lot of capital at the end of proceedings according to budgets and small contingencies. In prudent fiscal management, would not leave a company of an exploration nature left with pennies and pence in the bank at the end of an exploration campaign. We didn't want to raise too much. We didn't want to raise more money than we needed, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure that we were protected no matter what the outcome. In the case of a successful drill and a successful well, there'll be development opportunities as well as appraisal decisions to be made, and all of those are going to cost money. We wanted to make sure we were fully funded regardless of the results of the well.
Right. I mean, clearly, it's the next the next 6 weeks or so are pivotal in terms of your company. What's the sort of the breadth of expectations? What's the bid ask on what you're looking for?
Look, as everybody knows, we're targeting the same sands and the same geological structure that's now hosted or shown to host at least 1 billion barrels and probably somewhere closer to 3 billion barrels of discovered oil in this particular part of the North Slope of Alaska, the Nanushuk sand, Nanushuk formation. As Oil Search, as Armstrong, Repsol Oil Search, and Conoco have discovered, has been prolific in hosting oil in this particular region. There was a quote by a geological association suggesting American Geological Association suggesting that there's up to 8 billion barrels of oil in these Nanushuk sands in the North Slope of Alaska. We are simply targeting the same oil-bearing sands as exists regionally and close by our blocks and our world. So our expectations are high. Our confidence is buoyed by the regional success of major oil companies, super major oil companies that have been discovering oil of a similar nature to that we're currently looking for. And also the geology around us. This particular play is relatively new, more and more is being discovered and is starting to be known about these Nanushuk sands, and we're happy and we're really excited to be part of it.
Is there an issue that if you discover maybe more than you're expecting or the market's expecting, that might cause some of the major companies to take a look at you as well? Is that a scenario that you've factored in?
Well, I don't think that's that would be a good problem to have. Everything gets down to price and value. We would need to weigh up what we've discovered, what our valuation is, who's talking to us. I mean, we're open to any and all opportunities and pathways in the event of a success. We do have development occurring around us. There's infrastructure nearby. We would like to think that if in a success case that we would be, at least talking to other development and production players in the area as an if we were successful in our case.
But I mean, the idea at the moment is that you would develop the project yourself. You would take it through to to its conclusion.
Well, I mean, you don't want to preempt any, foregone, strategy. This game is a moving feast, and if we were successful, we're part of a joint venture, and the joint venture with two and actually now three other listed entities involved would all make a strategic decision about what the next phase of either development or corporate strategy would be. It wouldn't be Red Emperor's decision alone. But knowing our relationship with 88 Energy, the operator, we're very similarly aligned corporately and from a business sense. So I'm sure we would all come to the conclusion that was best in the best interests of shareholders and value creation.
Greg Bandy, Managing Director at Red Emperor Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.